Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe sincerely in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight we have The Word 66. They're a Christian rock band from Las Vegas on a mission to spread the word with rockin' melodies, positive lyrics coming from a deep place within their hearts and led by the Holy Spirit. In a recent review, they were called Gospel Spreading Las Vegans Set Off on a Journey to Glory. But don't let this title fool you. They rock as hard as your favorite bands.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Sorontos. Appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome, man. So I got to say, you guys are from Vegas. I was just in Vegas last week, my friend. And first of all, I have to say, Vegas can get hot, but what a cool place, man. You guys got everything now.
You know, what's really funny is that when you live in a place like this, it's like you don't even see it anymore. You know, This is a place where everybody comes, you know, from all over the world. It's probably one of the biggest tourist attractions in the world. And, you know, when you live here, it's like you don't even go by the Strip. You try to avoid it, actually.
The Strip is definitely lively and it's fun. But you guys, now you got a football team. I heard you're trying to get a baseball team. It's just basketball. You guys just, there's so much money there. And unfortunately, you know, money can buy anything. So I guess that's one thing you guys got going for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's no shortage of cash here.
Yeah.
And of course, we do have the football team. And from what I understand, I believe that we are getting the Oakland A's. I believe that they're looking at property right now.
Yeah, they were talking about that when I was there too. So, well, that's cool.
Yeah, I love baseball.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what you got going on, man. What's new for you guys?
Well, we have a new record coming out. It's called Rock and Roll Preaching. And it should have been out quite a while ago. So we were signed to this one label. And luckily, or happy to say, that contract ran out. So it wasn't a great experience. So we actually have four deals on the table at the moment. And we actually had signed with another label, and they're overseas. And there were some red flags going on right off the bat. And I had approached the owner about these things, and he kind of blew a fuse.
And
he went kind of crazy, and he sent me this really unprofessional, nasty email and everything. And he's like, you know something, I'm tearing up your contract and blah, 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 blah. So we were waiting to actually put it out on one of these labels. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of iffy about the other labels as well. So we had decided for the moment, since it's taken so much time, to at least put one of the tracks out and do a video for one of the songs on the record.
So tell us a little bit about this new song that we're going to hear in about 5 minutes.
It's called The Chosen One. And not to scare away your non-religious listeners, but it's really about Jesus.
Okay.
Of course, because we're a Christian rock band, some of the lyrics I think are kind of intense a little bit. But as usual, if you really don't pay much attention to the lyrics and you just rock to the music, you know, you'll just probably dig the tune and you won't really even notice. As a matter of fact, when it comes to a lot of the radio play that we get, I would have to say the majority is non-Christian. And we've heard a million times from radio stations that if they didn't read our bio, they wouldn't know that we were a Christian rock band.
That's probably a good thing, right? Because then you don't have closed-minded people or people that don't want to listen to that type. They might give you a shot.
Right. And then, of course, there are people that just don't want to play Christian rock. So those people won't do anything with us. But again, you know, we try to tell people, you know, to have an open mind. You know, it's not like we're, you know, I don't know, in real life, we're not crazy Christians. You can have conversations with us. You know, we're not always talking about God and Jesus and all that kind of stuff. We're normal people and we talk about normal things.
No, I think that's very cool, man. Tell us a little bit about this new direction, this new CD. Are you guys experimenting? Are you still doing kind of rock, or what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're still doing the same thing. I think this record's probably a little bit harder. We've got a little bit of heavier sounds than the first EP. We also were very fortunate to have Danny Miranda, who's been in Queen and Blue Oyster Cult for many, many years, actually playing bass on the record.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Danny's a great guy, and he's a fantastic bassist. He comes up with some great bass lines, and they really flow with the tune really well. But we also have a ballad, which will probably be the next single that we're going to put out as well. It's called How Will I Know? And it's basically about a single person wondering when God is going to send them their Eve, so to speak. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're really excited about it. And we're hoping that it can cross over more into the Christian contemporary market as well.
Cool. Do you guys feel like you get an unfair shake being from Vegas? You know, people kind of have this inherent bias when you just say Vegas, and it's almost like a little ironic, right, that you're based in Vegas and you got the Christian thing going on. It's almost like people might not know what to think about you guys.
Oh, no, that's not true at all. Las Vegas is the Christian capital of Christian music. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
That we always do that, and they go, what?
Yeah. That's how you can tell if they're listening, right? If they like, yeah, sure. You're like, okay, this guy's not listening to me at all.
Right. Yeah, so it is kind of ironic. You know, of course, we have that title of Sin City that somebody gave us many years ago. And but there's a lot of good stuff that goes on here in Vegas as well. You know, so you do have the meatheads that come here and they still believe in that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Which is, I don't think it's true, but I don't know. I'm not a young kid doing the crazy stuff out there. So, I'm not sure, but yeah, there is a definitely a rap out here. And, but I don't know. I don't think people hold that against us.
Yeah. When you look at your fondest musical memory, tell us what it is.
As far as what do you mean?
Anything. Could be as a kid growing up, could be Vegas, could be touring.
When I was a little kid, I knew that I always wanted to be a musician. I knew that that was going to be what I was going to do in my life. And I remember that, like, when my family would be out, I shouldn't be telling you this. When my family would be out, I used to, you know, grab something and make believe it was a microphone and kind of make believe I was, you know, a rock star and I was singing music. Actually, I still do that today.
Hey, so do I.
we'll black that part out.
Yeah.
But I remember those kind of things, and I remember getting my first guitar too, and I took a little bit of lessons at first just to get an idea how to play, and I just knew that being a lead guitarist and playing, improvising on solos and things, that it really had to be something that was kind of built in you, something you were born with. So I remember just kind of putting music on and just playing stuff. Some of it pretty awful. Took a little time to develop, a few years. Actually locked myself away at one point for a long time. And I used to play like 10, 12 hours a day.
Wow.
So I think that was probably some of my biggest memories of learning how to play.
So basically you weren't committed at all. 10, 12 hours. That's just slack in there.
Yeah. I had my backup plan.
What was your backup plan, Steve?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Okay.
The being the best French fry guy that's in town.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I've heard of worse backup plans than that. So work is work.
Yeah, just messing, man. I actually never worked in a fast food place. Happy to say. Okay. But there was no backup plan, really. I mean, that's really all I wanted to do.
Yeah, okay. This song that we're going to hear, I'll tell you what, before we take a listen to it, tell us about any follow-up music you got coming out after this song. Similar style, different style, what else is cooking?
We got a ton of stuff that's unrecorded, and I really can't wait to get back in the studio. Every song, I'm happy to say, has its own identity. So we're not really one of those bands that, you know, write one song and just rehash it for like 10 albums. You know, I can think of a couple bands off the top of my head that do that. So every song has its own identity, and it's some pretty cool stuff. Some of the lyrics that I write, like I said, can get kind of intense. And it's funny because I was just talking to this one guy in this other band the other day, and he's in the UK. And he was saying, you know, hey, man, he said, you've really got some, you know, I guess I could say balls. He said, you really got some balls doing what you do, he says, because you don't really hide the fact that you're a Christian band.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Christian bands out there that are very popular, and they really don't mention, there's no references of God. There's no references of Jesus. I mean, it's really hidden. And I believe that's why God had called me to do this project, because I don't, like I said, I don't hide the fact. And I like to put scripture a lot of times in some of my songs as well.
That's cool. So, yeah, music is the one thing and inspires so many people, so many different cultures, so many different nationalities and different genres. And there's nothing wrong with picking one.
I think it's very cool. I mean, it makes a world, really.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their own style. And like I said, we are fortunate to kind of be like a crossover band. And as mentioned, a lot of our radio play is non-Christian. So we do have people that have open minds and really dig what we're doing. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Awesome, man. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to this song. Then we'll come back and we'll chat some more, okay?
Hey, sounds good.
All right, everybody, check this out, The Word.
Tell me how and why.
Well, Steve, thank you for sharing that with us, man. That was definitely vibey.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Like I said, we're getting some really great vibes on it, and people are really loving the track, and we're getting featured on a ton of radio stations and magazines, and, you know, so far, so good.
What would you like to see changed with the world of music? If you could change any one thing, what would it be?
That's a tough question. The only thing that really comes to mind at the moment would be the whole download thing, you know? There used to be, of course, where, you know, the musicians would put out some music and people would buy their records and buy their CDs, and you could make a ton of money that way. Now, pretty much nobody really buys those things anymore. And everything is downloads. And of course, the amount of money that the artists get for people downloading your music is really a joke. you know?
You think?
It's like you can have like a ridiculous amount of downloads, and you could take that money and buy yourself some breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard, man. There's no doubt about that. It's definitely an interesting world. And guys like me, right, you're an indie artist and you're just going to try to do what you can for exposure. So you put your stuff for free everywhere. And it's, you know, we're all just trying to swim in the same ocean. And some of us have bigger boats and bigger engines behind us. But it is what it is. Right. You know?
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's not with us. It's not really a money thing per se, but of course you got to make a living. You know, you got to pay your bills. You got to pay your mortgage, you know?
Yeah.
But it's the message that we need to get out there. As I mentioned earlier, you know, I had this thing where I believe God gave me this calling and told me what my purpose in life is, was to create this music and get it out there. So also with us being on a lot of non-Christian stations, we also get to spread the word to people that maybe would not hear this stuff. And, you know, maybe some people can listen and want to know more.
Yeah, and I think the one thing I've realized, especially the older I get in my life, is there's no right or wrong. Whether we're talking about different genres of music, whether we're talking about different styles, different work schedules, you know, some people are morning people, some people are night people. I think we can all coexist on the same planet. And that's kind of my attitude, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I like that attitude. It's great.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the other band members.
So we operate normally like a three-piece, but I think it's going to be more of a four-piece moving forward. So Lance Crane is on the drums. He's not the original drummer who was on the first EP. So Lance is the new drummer, and Brian, the vocalist, he also plays bass as well. So he doesn't really want to do that anymore. So it was perfect when we found Danny, you know, and asked Danny if he was interested in doing the project. So he was able to take care of the bass parts for us on this new record. But moving forward, we're not really sure, to be honest with you, as far as the bassist goes. We might use Danny. It's a possibility if he's not busy. But we're kind of checking some people out at the moment.
Yeah, I get you, man.
Yeah.
What do you think, other than the new music you got, what do you think is the biggest, most exciting thing that you guys are going to do or have to offer the world the rest of the year?
Well, you know, one thing that we were really looking forward to doing was the video for this song. So that was quite the undertaking, you know, as being a band that's, you know, not on a major label and doesn't have a ton of money to put into a project. It was kind of hard to find directors and producers to want to do the project.
Yeah.
So we went through a few different people, actually. So that took a while. And then we finally found this guy, Andreas Casanova, who did this for us and did a really nice job. And then, of course, we had to find the actors and all that kind of stuff. So we're really happy about getting that done. We really want to go out and play some stuff live as well. So hopefully toward the end of the year, we'll be out doing some touring, some short tours. A little too old, Serratos, for going on long tours. You know what I mean? I don't want to disappear for long periods of time. So
yeah,
I just want to do some short tours. We seem to have a pretty nice following in the UK and Brazil and some Italy and Germany. And so it'd be really cool to go overseas and play some shows over there as well.
I fantasize about the day that I could just tour and just kind of nonstop touring and maybe not do a world tour, you know, 80 gigs in like 2 months, but just every month try to fly somewhere, do like 2-3 shows and then fly back and just keep touring in perpetuity as I release a new song every month. But I wish, man, I think that is just, there's nothing like a live show. There just is not.
And you know, what's really cool too, is the Christian audience, when you get to play with a strictly Christian audience, they're spectacular, man. I mean, they are just so, so well-behaved and so nice. And, you know, we want to put together like, you know, in the States here, a little bit of like a church tour. And like I said, not only are they like well-behaved, but of course there's no alcohol, there's no drugs. These people are just high on Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's, and to see them having a great time and singing the words and everything and having a good time. It's just, it's an out of body experience, you know?
Yeah. No, I can certainly relate to that.
Yeah.
Tell us about where people can buy your stuff, stream it, where they, can they hook up with you guys?
All the normal platforms, you know, you got your Spotify and your Deezer and your Apple and your Amazon. We're on Pandora, of course, as well. So all of those places, as far as socials goes, you know, again, the normal stuff, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter. Be great if we can get some people to follow us as well. We do have merchandise on our website as well that you can click on. There's all kinds of stuff. There's t-shirts and long sleeve shirts and hoodies and tumblers and coffee mugs and tapestries and posters and badges and all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. What is an old 8-track that you just like reminisce about when you're home alone at night?
8-track. I think that's kind of a long time ago. How about cassette?
All right. That was my second choice. Yeah.
Some of my favorite cassettes that I wore out. I think one of the, and as a guitarist, one of the, I think, brilliant, cassettes would be Surfing with the Alien from Joe Satriani. Love that. Another one I wore out was Pink Floyd's Animals. That's actually my favorite Pink Floyd album. Also, I wore out some Foreigner cassettes as well. Yeah. I was a big Foreigner fan and a huge Sabbath fan. So some of those as well.
Can you tell me, is anyone not a Foreigner fan?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, it's kind of funny.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny now because there's nobody left in that band, you know, and it's basically the highest paid cover band in the world, you know?
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, right? At least they're doing something.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I really wouldn't really want to go see them because, again, there's nobody really in the band and it's just really a cover band. So, but they're still doing the thing and, you know, God bless them. You know, they're people are, you know, going to see the shows.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll tell you what, Steve, it was absolutely wonderful having you on tonight. I appreciate your time. And I know that you guys will keep cranking out some cool Christian music.
We definitely will. Thanks so much, Serratos, for having me on again. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say to the fans, thanks so much for listening to our music. And if you're not really familiar, please listen to us with an open mind.
Okay. All right, man. That's awesome. And to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening and spending a little bit of your time with Steve and I. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please, please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
In a frayed old room, mama watched you grow as you sat around in pampers, clinking pots by the stove. She taught you manners. When daddy was out of town by that musty old table, she sat you down, talking ethics and mistakes that could be fatal. Jesus taught you right from wrong. Words hard, no weakness. Same strong words all day long. Same old story, same old rules. Don't act like a fool. Every handshake is important. Every handshake is a moment. Your word is your bond. Life and beyond, though it means less today, it's important.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.